Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about what type of law a zaken has to reject in order to become a zaken mamre. Mishnah says, Homer bedivre sofrim me bedivre Torah. There's something stricter about a halacha that's in the Torah that is explained by the hachamim using the tradition, as opposed to a halacha that's written in Torah that is clear what has to happen. In other words, if something is written clearly in the Torah, a zaken mamre, if he goes against it, is not a zaken mamre. But if the zaken mamre goes against something that's an interpretation of hachamim that they have a tradition for, but that's vague in the words of the Torah, that's where a zaken mamre could develop into something problematic. For example, ha'omer en tefillin kedei la'avor al divrei Torah patur. For example, let's say somebody says, a hacham gets up and he says, there's no obligation to wear tefillin. He wants people to violate it, and he tells everyone there's no obligation to wear tefillin. Then what we say is that there's an obvious obligation to wear tefillin. It says in the Torah, ukshartem otam le'ot ayedchem, hayu le'sotafot b'nechem. You should bind them around your arms and put them between your eyes. A clear obligation of tefillin. So what we would say is that people should know that the hacham was just mistaken. He wasn't going against the Torah. The obligation of tefillin is written so clearly in the Torah that people should know that. And when he says not to wear it, it's not considered to be a ruling that he's going against, that he should be put to death for. It's just probably a mistake or a misunderstanding. But when it comes to the how many compartments in the tefillin, we have four. Hamesh totafot lehosif al divrei sofrim. But if he says there should really be five compartments in the tefillin, which is adding to the understanding of Hazal. The rabbis have a tradition that there are four compartments in the tefillin. So in that case, he's hayav. He would be obligated to be put to death. That law is not written clearly in the Torah, and therefore he's trying to undermine the tradition of hachamim. And if we didn't know for the tradition, we would think that this zaken is right. So for that type of deviation, he would be put to death. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, will continue talking about the zaken mamre. Mishnah says, "En mimitin oto lo bebet din shebe'iro." We don't execute the zaken mamre in the bet din in his own town. If he returned to his own town and he told people halachic rulings that were contrary to the bet din, we do not judge him in that court, because the pasuk tells us that he specifically has to be judged and put to death in the place that Hashem chose, which is Yerushalayim. And also, below Bebet Din Shebeyavne, you're not allowed to execute him in Yavne. 40 years before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, the high court left the spot of the Beit HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin, and they went to different locations, one of them being Yavne. So the situation of the Mishnah would have to be, he was told by the Beit Din of Yerushalayim not to give a certain halachic ruling. And then when he returned home and he didn't defy their ruling for many years, and by the time he violated it, the Beit Din was not in Yerushalayim anymore, but they were in Yavne. So what we see from here is, even though he was told by the Beit Din of Yerushalayim not to do something, if the Beit Din wasn't in Yerushalayim anymore, but they were back in Yavne, that they cannot try him and put him to death, because it's about where the execution is going to happen as well. Ela ma'alino tol betin hagadol sheb Yerushalayim. He has to be in Yerushalayim in order to have the execution happen of the zaken mamre. He has to be brought to the high court, the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. U'mishamirino tol ad haregel, and they guard him there until the next holiday of Pesach, Shavuot, or Sukkot, when the entire nation is going to be in Yerushalayim. U'memitino tol baregel, and they execute him during the regel, during the holiday. Shnei emad, like the pasuk tells us. Ve'kol ha'am yishme'u ve'yira'u ve'lo yezidun od. Like the pasuk tells us, the entire nation is going to hear about it, and they're going to be afraid, and they're not going to act in this way against the Beit Din anymore. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Generally, the Beit Din has to put somebody to death right away, not to cause them agony and to prolong the process of sitting there waiting to be put to death. The Beit Din would usually end their life right away. But according to the Rabbi Akiva, in this unique scenario, we need the execution to happen in order to instill fear of everybody else that they can't defy the ruling of the Beit Din, so it's an exception to the rule, and they would wait until everyone else is around on the regel. Rabbi Yehuda omer, en me'anin et dino shel zeh, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not proper to delay the judgment until the regel. It's going to be, it could be months until the next holiday arrives, and we don't want this person lingering and causing him unneeded suffering. Ela memitino tomiyad, they execute him right away, says Rabbi Yehuda. Vekotvin veshalchin sheluhim bekol mekomot, and they write messages and send messengers all over the country wherever Jews live in order to tell them what happened. Ish peloni ben ish peloni nitchayev mita bebet din, and they tell everyone, so and so, who was the son of so and so, was sentenced to death by the Beit Din because he was a Zaken Mamre. He violated the ruling of the Beit Din. And according to the Rabbi Yehuda, that fulfills the obligation of Echol Ha'am Yishmi'u Ve'yira'u Ve'lo Yizidun Od, of everyone having fear and being nervous to violate the ruling of the Beit Din. If they'll hear about it, they'll hear that an execution went on, they're not going to violate the ruling of the Beit Din, and they'll learn from this case, and there's no need to wait for the Regel.